2.16, Unit 9B.
Can you tell us something about the Emerging Explorers Programme?
It's an award scheme set up by the National Geographic Society to encourage young adventurers, scientists, photographers and storytellers to continue their work and to realise their potential. Each year, between 8 and 15 explorers, whose work is really outstanding, are selected and given money to help them continue their research and exploration.
So emerging explorers are generally young people, are they?
Not necessarily. Emerging explorers are generally people who are at an early stage of their careers. What they have in common is that they are all people who are pushing at the boundaries of their field, whether that's exploring undiscovered deep water caves or watching the stars through a telescope.
Mm-hmm. And how does National Geographic encourage them?
Well, first of all, National Geographic awards each one of them $10,000, which is intended to go towards further research and exploration. Of course, their profiles are also raised by the articles and news that appear in National Geographic. In other words, the magazine is a place where other interested people can read about their work.
And what kind of fields do the winners come from?
We have so many different types of explorer, chosen from fields as diverse as anthropology, space exploration, mountaineering and music.
You mentioned storytellers earlier. What did you mean by that exactly?
Well, there are all these people doing important work out there in the various fields that I have described, and that's great, but it's also very important that everyone hears about this work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the skill of the storytellers, communicating with pictures and words, important facts about the planet and life on the planet in a way that grabs everyone's attention. A really good example is Alexandre Cousteau, whose grandfather, Jacques Cousteau, was well known for his films about marine life. She works as a conservationist, trying to persuade people to protect scarce resources like water. Alexandra, inspired by her grandfather's success as a storyteller, is researching ways in which the environmental community can use new media, social networks, video games, to communicate its message.